Even if Congress does get the farm bill done this month, Brazilian cotton producers aren't convinced the legislation will comply with World Trade Organization rules against trade-distorting subsidies. At least that's the report stemming from a recent Brazilian cotton delegation trip to Washington. As Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council says, if accurate, the report is very concerning.
Grower leadership from both the U.S. and Brazil held a series of meetings over the past year to develop a joint set of recommendations, and those recommendations have been conveyed to U.S. officials over the past several weeks. Now it appears that some of the reports that are coming out now, reports by the Brazilian growers, would run counter to those recommendations.
Adams explains where the U.S. cotton industry stands on the issue.
I think it's important that we stress the U.S. cotton industry has supported significant reforms to U.S. cotton policy, those embodied by the new stacks products, as well as changes to the marketing loan. The U.S. growers have also supported expanded authority of the use of funds that have been transferred from the U.S. to the Brazilian Cotton Institute under the framework agreement.
Ultimately, the outcome of the farm bill will play a major role in the dispute.
As this farm bill moves forward, there's going to be significant reforms on cotton provisions. We believe those reforms should settle the longstanding dispute. And I think we also would see that under a final settlement that we could see some cooperative efforts with the Brazilian industry. But the reported comments that we've seen out of the Brazilian delegation are not a step in the right direction.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.